As I said, we will hold this till Thursday and see no further public testimony. Representative Roper.
I just have a question. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Norland, on the bills that are coming forward on the permafund dividend hold harmless situation, is that your area? Are you going to be involved in testifying on those and so forth?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Roper, yes, those bills do affect our division, and some of those bills were winding their way through the legislative process before I was hired in the job, and Kurt, I think, was primarily testifying.
I just want to add, as long as we got you here, and for the record, I was wondering if anybody has requested that you provide some kind of flow charts of impacts that could be readily discernible to semi-brain-dead legislators to see the effects of the various aspects of that on the general fund and everything else. Are you working on anything like that?
Mr. Chairman, Kurt, I don't know if we've...
Mr. Chairman, we do have several requests like that, and other bills have held up that work, but that's something that we hope to have out within the next week or so. We have developed some information for the Senate Finance Committee, and there are additional pieces to be developed that should be available soon.
Chair, I'd observe that these bills are in a state of flux, and perhaps addressing them at the Finance Committee might be the best place so you don't do work that perhaps is not necessary.
Mr. Chairman, does that mean we're not going to hear it here?
I think that bill is well beyond the Hess Committee.
Oh, it never got here?
No. Representative Tui.
I think that probably Representative Hanley has those. I imagine if not those numbers he's already requested them, I should imagine.
Oh, then I'm not aware. I apologize to the Chair.
No.
If that's the most out of order you get, we'll forgive you. No further business to come before the committee. We will stand adjourned at 4:02. Thank you for your help.
What?
That went to judiciary.
Judiciary?
Changing the law.